written in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce and happy Memorial Day weekend. Oh my gosh, it's the first weekend of summer. And we've had some nice weather here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I understand the shore is having a little bit of rain. And I do hope everybody is sharing with their loved ones today. I have with me Frank St. James. He's here to answer your questions. We're both going to be answering your questions about this full moon coming up in Sagittarius and approaching summer eclipses and what that's going to do for us, as well as we can ask Frank, what's it like at the shore, Frank?
Just kind of misty. I'm right at Asbury Park, and they're trying to have concerts here. And so, I mean, it's not that bad now, but we had a monsoon yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
In the evening. And but we still had a lot of people here today. So
it's starting
chilly,
to clear
but,
for you.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a
I
little
found
chilly,
it chilly,
but it's
here too.
Warm up. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's always exciting with Memorial Day. We feel, you know, such anticipation towards the summer. But I think it's going to be similar to last year. I do think we'll have a wet summer more than we are used to or have known in the past. We did last year. And tonight we're going to be answering questions about you. We're also going to be celebrating Memorial Day. And Frank, if you don't mind, if anybody has lost a soldier, I'd love to see if you could tune in and speak to them on the other side. That would be really fabulous tonight.
Oh, sure, sure.
And we do have a caller, a Debbie from Connecticut, and her birthday is August 16th. Hello, Debbie, are you with us?
I am, yes I am. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good, and you?
What can we do for you, Debbie? What's your question?
Well, I don't, you know, things are just a little crazy right now in my life, and I want to know when things are going to calm down.
Can you give a specific area, please, an area question? Is it business?
Like
is
right
it
now.
Children? Pardon? No.
A little
I want
family,
you to focus.
Extended. Yeah, a little bit of extended family, trying to buy a car right now that's becoming a nightmare.
When a car... You know, that you're buying becomes a nightmare, walk away.
That's good
I'm going to say it again. When a car that you're buying is a nightmare, walk away. Walk away. You will save your life.
Yeah,
it's the energetic feeling, don't you think, Frank?
Tell me about it. I've been there. Yeah.
Debbie,
hey, Debbie,
what's
it's
happening?
Always exciting for you, isn't it? You're always going through something here with it. What would you do if it all calmed down, though?
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. I don't know what I would do. So you could see that, right? I guess, well, you could feel it in my whatever, my energy.
Yeah, your energy is really strong. And I don't know, you know, you get bored quick, too. So it's, you know, certain things are going to calm down and other things will just pick up all the time for you. So I don't, I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel negative.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. Do you see anything positive coming my way? Money, a promotion, I don't know. Is anything good?
Well, are you pushing for a promotion?
No, not really. Just recognition, more like recognition.
Oh, well, you know, very seldom. You got to do something to make them notice you a little more.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true. Yeah, yeah. Well,
something
yeah,
a little
yeah,
different.
Yeah.
Tell a joke.
Yeah.
But she is a Leo, and Mars is going into Aquarius, and that means, Debbie, that you are going to be active, and then it's going to retrograde throughout the summer, so I feel that throughout the summer you might be a little more slow than usual. Somebody in your work area is not going to be present, so somebody's going to be called away for something, and you're going to have to fill in.
Oh,
let me ask you something, Debbie. Are you looking to do some traveling?
Yes, I am, actually, next month in June.
Ah, because we got a full moon coming up Tuesday in Sag, which is usually people start thinking about long trips or planning things like that. And sometimes maybe education and other things that'll, you know, will spice up their work and give them more what you're looking for, you know. I mean, we have some interesting things going on, especially with Leo's this year. I mean, you know, we had that eclipse, in February.
We're having more in July and August.
Yeah.
What was that about July and August?
Leo and Aquarius eclipses. When an eclipse is either in Aquarius or Leo, it affects you directly, Debbie, because they're opposite each other.
Right. Yeah. And does that look can that be negative or can it be positive?
No. For you, it's very positive. I'll tell you something. I've been most of my readings have been people that are either accelerating or in their careers or changing the mainstream. But it's just the right timing for a lot of people to change.
And I think you're going to see your changes around the end of August, Debbie. So things will be leading up to it. Remember, I told you somebody's going to be gone and you're going to be filling in during the summer. So we'll have to see what that means or what that brings.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll look forward to that.
Good.
Got to have that positiveness, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take your vitamins, and it's going to be more exciting for you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a nice night.
All right.
Okay. You know, Frank, it's funny. The car represents who you are. As you know, with your Kia, you had a little trouble with your car, and there's worry and concern in your family, and the car always shows you that. So when a car gets in the way of you buying it, walk away. I know people don't want to hear that, but you can go to another dealer and find another one of the same car, and it'll be better for you. This is Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Tonight, my guest is Frank St. James. The number to call in to ask your question is 888-429-3471. Please give us a call. It's Memorial Day weekend. We are going to be celebrating our armed forces and all that people have done to keep this country safe. And I just want to say that if any of you have lost a member in the military, give Frank a call. We'll see if we can contact them on the other side. So, Frank, you've been really busy with everything, and I understand you've been doing house clearings and working with ghosts and disincarnate beings. Tell us a little bit about that work for you.
Well, it depends on the disturbance. I mean, everyone's a unique experience, especially if they're having real, sometimes even physical problems where the entity is really doing some physical things, touching them or especially scaring children and themselves. So everyone's unique. And recently, and where you shared it, and you went down with me too to this place. But I remember confronting kind of a shadowy figure. And I have my own way of exorcism, I confronted it and dispersed its energy, and then it almost tried to attack me, and I always been prepared when I go to some kind of house like that. Most places are, you know, just fairly moderate. I don't go in yelling at the spirit.
You're calm. You're very calm and very quiet.
You know, and I don't want to provoke it. I'm not scared of anything usually. So, you know, it's I'm just trying to, and I draw. I'm able to draw the ghost or the entity, and you know, it gives me an idea. I've done, I don't know, a couple thousand of these ghosts. And interesting enough, I am from Amityville, Long Island, so I might have an edge on other people.
That's true. That's true. Well, we do have another caller waiting for you, Frank. And she's, I believe, from Connecticut, and her name is Yvette. Oh, no, from Florida. I'm sorry. Florida, Yvette, and her birthday is July 9th, so it's coming up.
It's actually June 9th. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
do you have a question for Frank? Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Oh, thank you. Sure. My question is, I'm originally from New York, Manhattan, and I've been here in Florida for the past going on 4 years. And I'm transitioning to a new career. I have an upcoming test coming up this weekend, and I just wanted to know whether my exam is going to go well, and also if it's a good career choice for me.
Oh, I feel it's an excellent choice. Do you do anything to keep you calm and cool? Meditation or anything that you might do before you take the test?
I need to do that, absolutely. I haven't,
you
lately,
know,
but
that's the only way to get it. The only way to manifest and to have your calmness is to really do a meditation and see yourself going through that which you want to accomplish, and then it will bring it to you a lot easier.
Mm. And always picture at the end of the test, I don't know if it's numbers or what you have to hit, but you always pick an A or 400 or whatever you're supposed to achieve. And you always picture the end of the test, you know, what's coming back to you after they grade it. So, you know, it's always keep yourself in a positive mood. And a lot of times the information will just keep flowing through you. You know, and you're very smart. I think it's just, you know, like everybody, it's the anxiety when going into it. But I really feel a good change for you this year. Like we were talking about before with the eclipse coming in January and stuff, that is, it's a real good time to change and move on and get into some interesting, things that you really like to do. So I just have a good feeling for you. I'm not just saying that. What do you think, Elizabeth?
Thank you.
Oh, I have a very good feeling, and I know that you're a Cancer, correct? And
I'm a Gemini.
And I think that
Gemini.
Where was that date again?
June.
Hang on there.
June.
Oh, June. That's right. So you are a Gemini.
June 9th.
Well, we're having the Sagittarius moon. That's going to bring you two things. It's going to bring you some completions and then some new beginnings. I don't know what you're expecting, but you could have a little surprise at the ending of a relationship. And that would be interesting.
That's great. I mean, I'm married.
Well, it can change, and it doesn't have to be your marriage. When I say the ending of a relationship, it can be at work. It can be somebody going to college in your house.
Okay.
It'll definitely, a lot of times, especially with the moon in Sag, and you're the opposite, compatible opposite. And Gemini, it's really going to help in the way your psychology, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, so it should bring things up a bit, even around the household sometimes, you know. You can help if somebody's down and they might actually listen to you.
Thank you. That's extremely very comforting to hear. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, here we go, Frank. We're going into some eclipses, and you know, I had told you when you were on last time that this month of May was going to go so fast. Don't you think that happened?
Yeah, it's really started to excel, especially in the last couple of weeks. So.
Oh, my goodness, I went through so many changes.
Yeah, yeah. I've been hearing, actually, from people I haven't heard from in 20 years for some reason. And so there's a lot of feedback coming through. I mean, sometimes I just try to, when I need the psychic business and my investigative business, sometimes to pick up, all of a sudden I'm getting the information and the people that finally, you know, calling up and needing help on. So it's been happening. I can't say it hasn't been a better month. It's really been a good month.
It has been a very fast month, though. And May is usually rather slow as we switch. You know what I think? I think our seasons are changing and that we are going to go into a different season. I think that winter is going to start later, like January, and go into May, and then we're going to go into the summer, and just all kinds of big changes. are coming.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, it kind of reminds me of, I believe, 1956, when I was a lifeguard. Up to that point, those seasons have been really hot, July and August. And then all of a sudden, July was extremely hot. August came in, it was cold, there was nobody on the beach. And the weather had changed for a while, for a couple of years. So
and we're in climate change so much that it's interesting to see how it's going to go. I think we're in an adjustment period. I do think, though, that things are going to wind up getting colder than they are now, or maybe rainy and damp like this has been. And we'll just have to see how that all works.
Mm. Well, this week is supposed to be in the 70s. It's, you know, look
after
that happened.
Tuesday.
We had Saturday was almost 90, and then today was in 60s. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. Tell me what's going on with you and your plans, and also what do you see for what's going on overseas and everything else?
Well, as far as what I'm observing is, there's a lot of where the Iranians and Syrians are using other populations to provoke Israel and so keep them out in the front. It's almost like a shell game. Same with the Koreans. And I guess they got a talking to from China, who's been building up military installations all over. In fact, they're in the Atlantic now. And I understand they're trying to check the satellites, especially the military ones.
Yeah,
and
very scary.
And keeping Korea in the mainstream, you know, because it did quiet down a bit with supposedly the negotiations coming up, and then when it went a little too smooth, and you noticed that all of a sudden we got a ripple in it. He had gone to China, and next thing you know, he was talking about not having it, and. So it's there's a lot of flim-flam going on. Germany's having problems. There's a nationalist movement against Merkel, and it's to get the influx of all these people that came in there and causing problems now. So, you know, there's a lot going on all over.
We have another caller for you, too, Frank. I'm sure there's a lot going on. Everybody wants to know what's happening, and especially what's happening to them and their loved ones, because we're going to go through some changes. These two eclipses are going to threaten finances, and we'll have to see how our money and banks fare through it. This is Lisa from New York. October 10th is her birthday. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Thank you. Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Frank.
Hi.
Hi, I'm in a family of four artists, myself included. My mom is a writer. One of her sons is a truck driver who is going into ceramics. I'm a graphic designer who's thinking about going into holographic design. And another son who is a civil engineer. And because you mentioned the changes in the economic status of the United States, I wanted to know if we should remain in these careers in order to sustain ourselves and succeed.
I feel that you should, but what you're doing right now is definitely going to solidify what you're doing and expand on your creativity. I feel very good for you as doing what you're doing, and it just seems to fit in a kind of pattern since January, especially with people that are in interesting technologies and You know, I think it's perfect timing for you, to tell you the truth.
Great. All right.
You know, I feel good for your family. I mean, you know, and trucking, they're so desperate for people to drive and whatever. And
it's going to happen more and more and more, especially when we can continue to have some of the air problems. People aren't going to want to do things by air. We're going to really be grounded for a while.
I know a person that's just starting up a trucking company, and they're going to have access to Amazon and everybody else. So that's looking for, you know, willing to pay like that. So it sounds like your whole family's really doing, just moving along, progressing. And I don't think all the what you mentioned is what's happening and staying in there and what you're doing. And it's just going to be, it should be a good year for you.
I'm happy to hear that. And the truck driver had an accident, so he wanted to do ceramics. Is this his direction, do you feel?
What's his birthday, anyway?
January 4th.
January 4th, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so that makes him a Capricorn. And Capricorns are changing, but it's going to be slow and a little bit difficult. And that does happen because he's in Saturn going over his sun. So I do see that he definitely could change his career, but you need to remember that it's going to take some time. In other words, he's going to maybe do some, and then all of a sudden he's going to have to go back and work for a while. It'll slow down. We're getting to the point of where we're cutting back with what we're doing. And I think ceramics is one of those things where it's artistic, but I don't have the money to buy it right now. I got to pay the bills. So he may have to do some driving for a while until he can make it begin to work. And if he's going to make it begin to work, he could try to get into some like-minded people, either in his area or in a group that are selling. Like here we have a farmer's market, and he would do well at something like that. He has to find a place where he can have a group.
That makes sense to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. My goodness, Frank, it's crazy. What do you think of all these sudden storms that are coming up? And let's talk a little bit about Hawaii. I know you have a little insight on that volcano.
No, my feeling is that because you got what they call them, flugs, or where it's underground, it's flowing underground, it's opening up fissures, it's actually collapsing land. It's almost like it's looking like it's taking it back. You know, they make islands, they can certainly take them back.
Well, I always thought that it was because of what Korea had been doing with the bombs. 6 months ago, they were bombing underwater, and now I think that the ocean is rearing her little head and said, we're not doing this.
Well, I think there's a lot of the Earth is going through, again, it goes through that periodically, but, you know, it did affect the rotation of the Earth a few years ago, so
even if it's a hair of an inch,
it affects the weather, it affects everything. The volcano eruptions that go up 30,000, 40,000 feet, and that affects the weather, and it makes it colder in certain places. So, you know, we've got a few places around the Earth that just keep triggering one off. You know, they come up the West Coast, you know, coming up from Peru, Mexico, and all those particular places. And then they hit L.A. I'm feeling something else hitting L.A. too.
I am too. I was talking about that the other day, that I felt there was going to be some kind of a, actually I felt San Francisco. I saw that San Francisco might even become a place of sand, that it was going to be that severe. And of course, when you see that in your third eye, it doesn't mean that it's going to be as bad as it sounds like, but it is a little scary.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they're, the new bridge and everything they built, the new roadways are, supposedly they're going to be a lot more, palatable with the earthquakes and stuff. But, don't forget, we got nuclear plants right on faults, too. And
I know. These people are so crazy, and you don't know why they do it.
Mm.
But they do.
Well, it's following the money.
It is. So do you see much happening, for example, with the hurricanes and storms and with the difference between California and the Midwest? What do you feel with that?
Well, I understand that Nevada, Arizona, and stuff, they're going through an extremely dry spell, and then we got Maryland. I was just looking at the news, and they thought a few years ago that was the flood of the century, and this is worse. So, and we got that hurricane hitting Louisiana coast down there. And,
yeah, it's a hurricane or a typhoon or something. Whatever it is, I don't think they've called it a hurricane, but I do think it's something very different from what we've had before.
Well, I think a lot, those areas haven't dried out yet. And they're going to get assaulted. I feel two other really major ones coming in and causing a lot of problems. So I don't know. I wouldn't be buying a house on the coast unless it was lifted up about 20 feet in the air. But
people have been asking me for the last 2 years, and I've had people get really mad and slam down the phone and tell me that I'm crazy when I say, don't go near the beach. Move out of Florida. Move out of lower Florida. Things are happening, and you're not going to know when. And people get so resistant.
Yeah.
They do.
Long Island, I come from Amityville Harbor.
Yeah.
And there is no beach. The water came up 4 feet. I understand, right to Merrick Road, from the bay on Sandy. It's just been rising and rising, and I don't know. I don't want to be doom here, but I mean, it's common sense. You got to start thinking of common sense of where you're moving to. You could be, who knows, a few years from now, you could be 10 miles from the ocean and wait a couple of years and it'll be up by your doorstep. Who knows?
Well, I think the ocean's coming in 20 miles. And the only thing is that this is supposed to be the year of hurricanes and volcanic. And of course, I had said that on New Year's Day, and look at what's happening. I think we're going to have more volcanic eruption. I think we're going to have some in Italy, and we may even have some quiet volcanic eruption in Washington State or somewhere in Alaska. Somehow I feel it's up in that direction.
Yeah. I hope it's not, they've been worried about Yellowstone.
But they're pretty good with Yellowstone. What they do is when they feel a geyser getting dangerous, they drill another hole a little ways away and it releases the steam. So they've got that, I think, pretty much under control, because it would ruin well over 200 miles area. Not only that, it would put this company out of business.
Yeah.
Long time.
It's been a hot spot, and they're worried about it.
Of course.
Well, we've had a lot up in Alaska, eruptions. I think it was up in the Aleutian Islands, but it's just the earth going through changes, and it will, and it's nothing man can do.
It seems like a lot more lately than we have had in the past, and I think that's because it's more violent because of what we're doing on the earth, and that's what I mean by, we're really partially to blame here, if not more than that.
Well, I think Mother Earth is irritated getting people drilling holes in her.
I know. Did you hear that science is now going to dig into the core of the Earth and release all those gases? They're thinking about doing that, or they're going to try to. And, you know, people say, oh, they can regulate it. Well, I don't think so.
Russia went down quite a few miles, and they had to seal it up because even their drills were melting.
That's right. And why are we messing with it? I don't think that's scientific to mess with it. I think it's just crazy and dangerous. So I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. Well.
Anyhow, tell us what else you think is going on. For example, June. I'm tuning in that June is going to be a rather quiet month and a nice month for play and activities. What do you think about June?
June is always been a busy month for me, and it looks like it's going to be that way in one of the categories. I feel more people are going to be going to contact people like us, and because of everything changing politically and everything, I mean, it's like a political quagmire. I mean, nobody seems to know who's going in what direction other than, saying disparaging remarks about this one and that one. That doesn't solve anything for us. You know, we didn't vote these people in to be just be a bunch of malcontents. We want to see something done. I mean, I see the political stuff just keep going on. Nobody seems to know why they're mad. They seem to be mad.
I'm not even going to mention
why they're mad, but they don't know why they're mad. You know, I always ask, where do you get that information from? And they just get madder. So they don't even know.
Because they can't tell you. They'll say they said. Well, who is they?
Yeah.
Who is they? But, you know, Frank, it's like if you're opposites, I'm going to say I want the blue phone, and you're going to say, no, I want the buy you a blue phone. No, I want the red phone. So I learned that when people are that way, when people will say the opposite of what you want, tell them you want the opposite, and then you'll get the right one. But we have to do something with our hearts, because our hearts are just so ready to fight. And Mars is moving into Aquarius, and that's going to make things very airy. And you're going to have to watch what you say, because the air signs represent speech. And it's just getting to the point of, you know, they say terrible things on the internet, and now there's all this false news. And now, look, if you stick your head out of the car and say, do you know you cut me off? You have a gun in your head.
Yeah. Well, technology is, the phones is giving people that would normally not vent on somebody given that they can hide behind it, there's a lot of stuff that's contributing to the younger generation is not particularly into collecting things, old things, antiques. They're cutting down on how much clothing they get. They don't need, in one way it's good. It's another way it's, and then narcissism is outrageous now. And, somebody doesn't like the picture they took of themselves. They get extremely disturbed. Like everybody's trying to be a star, but very few are,
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I think that we're getting time to go into our commercials, and let's see what our messages are tonight, and then we'll be taking more calls. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and the number to call in for a question is 888-429-5471. So let's give it a listen to our messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 28th through June 3rd, 2018. The last week of May, as we enter June of 2018, is a week to enjoy. The USA Memorial Day celebration, which is on May 28th, is generally uneventful this year. The social and conversation pace is stronger in the evening if you're enjoying a party. Of course, it's the beginning of summer and people are down at their beach houses opening them up to enjoy. May's full moon brings an active and dynamic energy. This full moon is on Tuesday, May 29th at 9 degrees Sagittarius. Sagittarius must speak higher truth without the need of approval from others. Gemini must translate that higher truth into a language that all can understand. This is a restless full moon that wants to share ideas. So take or teach a class or go somewhere fun. It has the Sagittarian luck on its side, and it's a time to finish projects, put the final touches on a long-term project or idea, as well as to bring relationships to their natural completion. Communications planet Mercury helps by moving into Gemini for the next 3 weeks. Although this is great for sharing ideas, don't believe everything you hear. Neptune is active and can bring illusions to your truth. For the next 2 weeks, Mercury sweetens the pot of luck or gold, and communications will be easy, witty, with a flirtatious tone. Assertive Mars continues its path from last week to open you up to new ways of looking at your world. Be aware now that your thoughts that are really illusions will burst under this energy, and rigid thinking people and groups do not like to have their illusions burst. May ends under a Capricorn moon. Get practical and get to work. Fortunately, diplomatic Venus is moving into harmony with high integrity Jupiter now and is exact on Friday, June 1st. So buy one lottery ticket under this lucky combination and good luck to you. Friday is complicated in a good way. The moon is in Capricorn to help you tend to practical business. But on Friday morning, mental Mercury makes harmony with ambitious Mars, and sensual Venus makes harmony with expansive Jupiter. Part of you wants to play, and part of you wants to get things done. Find a healthy balance. An easy exercise workout in the morning will help settle you down. Also, meditation is good. Keep your communications light and easy. Pay attention to your dreams early on Saturday morning as loving Venus makes harmony with the planet of dreams, Neptune. Venus makes a watery trine to Jupiter and then later with Neptune. These two trines are very romantic and also perfect for spiritual activities. Shopping on Saturday is not suggested. The moon is in its quiet void of course phase, and that is when you should do simple tasks like laundry or working out in your garden, and not initiating new important actions or decisions. Sunday, June 3rd brings another harmonious trine as the Gemini Sun trines with the Aquarian Moon, creating a relaxed, harmonious day, especially with group activities. It's a great day for a picnic, outside barbecue, or evening dinner party. June highlights as we go into the 1st of June this week. On June 26th, Mars turns retrograde in Aquarius until August 27th, when it backs into Capricorn. Mars and Venus turn retrograde less often than all the other planets, so it's important to pay attention when they do. Venus turns retrograde October 6th at 10 degrees Scorpio. As with other retrograde cycles, you redo, revise, revisit, rest, renovate, and do the RE activities associated with the nature of the retrograde planet. And the nature of this retrograde planet is Scorpio. Aquarius has to do with your high ideals, freedom, and creating win-win environments for the good of group consciousness. When it backs into Capricorn later this summer, you must find a way to make those high ideals practical in the mundane world. That's called creating your reality. Besides that, June is an easy month. It's waiting for three eclipses that are coming in July and August and preparing you for those energies. Loving Venus moves into heart-opening Leo at the new moon on the 13th until July 9th. Do activities that feel good to your heart. Creativity, romance, art, and helping others. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBSRadio.com, and let's find out. And now, let's get back to the program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Let There Be Peace on Earth by the U.S. Army Band and Elizabeth Hepburn on the field at West Point. And what a wonderful way to honor our soldiers this Memorial Day. Frank St. James and I are here on Let's Find Out, and we're closing down. It's time to go into our meditation now. Would you like to say goodnight, Frank?
Yes, goodnight. And I'd like to mention my favorite uncle who retired as a major from the Second World War, and a fishing buddy too, and some of my, and I am also a vet of Navy, and my friends that went to Vietnam. And God bless you.
And give out a phone number so people can reach you, please, Frank.
I'm at 862 684 1904.
Okay, that's 862-684-1904. Frank's number is on the Let's Find Out website and my website as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We're going into our meditation, and the meditation is called Raising Our Love Vibration, because that is what all of us need to do so there won't be any more wars or rumors of wars. We'll finish the night with Peace by Richard Schulman. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Raising Our Love Vibration. Working with the circle of light. Please be comfortable. Sit in a straight back chair with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position, or you can lay down on the bed with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and begin to open up your crown chakra at the top of your head and bring in the light. You will be taking in some new fifth dimension information in this meditation. Beginning to raise your love vibration. There is a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is flowing into the mental and emotional energies of Earth through the all-encompassing double helix coming from the divine. This gift of sacred light is flowing in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth ever since December 21st, 2012. It has the amazing ability to transmute into light the negativity that is being pushed to the surface in our individual lives, as well as in the lives of the people who are suffering all over the world. The catch is that in order for this powerful gift of life to accomplish this mission, the sons and daughters of God's abiding on earth must give it permission to do so. This is a learned meditation exercise using the new 10th chakra along with our body heart chakra, the 4th chakra, and by creating a circle of life. The challenge is that at birth, we are all given free will. As we all grow into our adult human identity, through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, we have either deliberately or inadvertently created the maladies existing in our personal lives as well as here on Earth. This means that you and I and every other person on Earth are responsible for transmuting the pain and suffering we have created throughout our various earthly incarnations. This is called karma. One universal law is, the call for assistance must come from the realms and the heart of where the assistance is needed. Our guides and angels cannot just wave a wand and transmute our human miscreations back into light. However, if the sons and daughters of God abiding on earth invoke the circle of light from within themselves to transmute into light every painful thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that has contributed to the pain and suffering on the earth, then the floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heartfelt pleas. The beings of light in the higher realms have revealed that in the year of 2012, through the unified efforts of awakening humanity, we have reached a critical mass of collective consciousness that is allowing the earth to receive higher and infinitely more powerful frequencies called the double helix, which are stronger and more powerful than we have ever been able to withstand before. These energies are flowing out into our solar system and onto the planet Earth from the center of our galaxy, the heart of the Milky Way. This sacred energetic flow is known in the higher realms as the fifth dimension circle of light and love, transmuted from God's infinite love. The master teachers from the heavenly and universal realms said this frequency of the circle of life has the ability to transmute lifetimes worth of our disqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. That is wonderful because we are in the midst of the greatest purging and cleansing process the world has ever known. We are releasing present-day karma and past life karma as well. What a gift! What a wonderful chance for a true alignment with our blessed higher self. What a wonderful opportunity to become one with the God Source. Even the unpredictable and violent weather conditions are a reflection of humanity's consciousness and are designed by the higher realms to purge the body of Mother Earth of the atrocities humanity has inflicted upon her through ignorance, greed, and the appalling abuse of power. I know it sounds too good to be true, but there is actually a gift of sacred energy flowing from the heart of our God that will transmute the pain and suffering of Earth in the twinkling of an eye. This is true. This is why I conduct my intensives that I have been teaching for more than 30 years, to begin this deeply penetrating inner process of purging and cleansing. Gone are the slow, time-consuming healing processes, although they will remain for a while to help others ascend to the higher levels. What has arrived is the circle of light, the opening of the higher heart consciousness, and the willingness from within to shift, change, and become the loving soul that you really are. Take the time. Give it a chance. Fortunately, in order to benefit from the circle of life, you do not have to fully comprehend or even accept that the circle of light is real. All you have to do is think of it as a possibility, and then ask your blessed higher self to utilize the fifth dimension's double helix energy of God's infinite light and to transmute everything that is causing pain and suffering in your life, as well as in the lives of humanity. This is the energy being used to transmute to you long-distance healing, and this is why it works so well. It's a new experience, a new energy, bringing you healing, alignment, comfort, and a new life. As the circle of light works with you, and as you work with the circle of light, the other thing that happens, and the real gift, is a shift and change in your consciousness, aligning you with love, caring, kindness, trust, truth, and inner realizations. The circle of light is scientific to the letter, and is being used in science and medical research to improve our well-being here on Earth. This energy will respond instantly to the invocation of every person's blessed higher self. It's called setting a condition. And of course, that involves you giving permission to access, use, and enhance your life with the circle of light. This is true regardless of whether or not you fully accept the reality of the circle of light through your lower human consciousness. However, you must do the work to get there. The daily meditations, taking time to be still, and surrendering to the light. This is why the divine seals do such an excellent job. The circle of light is used to hold them in place after application. This information is contained in my workbook, from Ascension, accessing the fifth dimension. I promise you that by invoking this new frequency of the circle of light, through communing with your blessed higher self on a daily basis, you will transform your life into what you want it to be. In truth, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by experimenting with this gift of light from our universal God. Now, allow yourself to float out into the higher energies as you listen to the ascension music of Richard Schumann. Take a deep breath. Hold in your mind that which you want to occur. Hold in your mind as a picture the outcome of your desires. And then listen as Richard Schumann plays Love.
Thank you.